Sefer Vayikra, Parshat Tzav. The beginning of our Torah portion tells us about some of the daily responsibilities of the priest in the tabernacle or temple. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 6 reads, "A perpetual fire shall be kept burning on the altar, not to go out." A midrash in the name of Rabbi Nehemiah describes this ordinary task with wonder. For 116 years, he reports the fire kindled on the altar. The wood didn't burn away, and the copper surface of the altar was not damaged. Stories of miracles are a beautiful part of our tradition. What can we learn from our own lives from this particular commandment and the narratives that go with it? Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, a leader of the Ger Hasidic movement in the late 19th century, who's better known by the name of his books, the Sfas Emes, teaches that his commandment to keep a fire burning on the altar is really a commandment to keep a fire burning within our hearts. The fire of our hearts, says Sfas Emes, is ignited by chesed, loving kindness. This fire burns by the awakening of ahava, of love. And when it burns, what it consumes or destroys is frivolous thoughts and wicked intentions. Rabbi Shefa Gold has composed a chant of this verse. She teaches that inside our hearts is a flame that must be kept burning. That fire is our passion for life, our yearning for God, our curiosity about the mysteries, our sparkle of humor, our enthusiasm for the work. We keep that fire burning by engaging in spiritual practice, by surrounding ourselves with beauty, by giving and receiving love and support, and by fully connecting with what and whom we love. It's crucial to bring attention to that flame on the altar of the heart, to feed that fire and to guard it with loving vigilance. We are called to kindle within ourselves a fiery sense of enthusiasm, a constant reawakening of the heart. Otherwise, distractions cling to us and draw our attention away from what we truly care about. We lose focus on our mission. We lack clarity about our values. We are off our spiritual track, and in more or less hidden ways, we can find ourselves sad and anxious and overwhelmed because we have lost our enthusiasm for our higher calling in the world. Our flame needs to be attended to and kept burning. The Hebrew word hitlavut or hislavus means something like enthusiasm or excitement. It's a reflexive form of the word for flame. So we could translate it very literally as something like self-ignition. It's used particularly in Hasidic literature to refer to a state of being and a mode of activity that one should strive to achieve in one's holy service of God. Rabbi Kalonymus Kalman Shapira, the Piagetzna Rebbe, taught and led in the years leading up to and during the Shoah in the Holocaust, until he was murdered by the Nazis in 1943. In one of his works about adult education, he wrote about how enthusiasm itself has inherent value. The Piagetzna Rebbe teaches that even if enthusiasm is not initiated from a holy source, it can bring about holy ends. He wrote, "This is a fundamental concept in Chassidut, that one should get excited, yitpa'el, activate oneself, and enthuse, yitlehev, ignite oneself, beginning with lower things. And these physical emotions are able to stimulate one to holiness. So even though it's only physical arousal, the essence is stimulated by the spirit, and the soul by the essence. What are the physical things of this world that get you excited and can stimulate your spirit towards holy ends? On the other hand, fire is destructive too, and this emphasis on passion and enthusiasm can be dangerous. If rather than questioning and listening, one reignites oneself constantly around beliefs one holds, one could end up as a militant fundamentalist." Rabbi Nachman of Breslov was a Hasidic mystic of the 18th and early 19th century who appears to have experienced in his life great spiritual, emotional, creative highs, as well as devastating collapses into depression. Rabbi Nachman teaches the necessity of limiting the light of hitlavut. He says, "A person certainly has to contract the light of their hearts, flaming the hitlavut, which is till ein sof, infinity, in order that they might serve God in stages and with measure." For God desires our service, that we serve God with devotions and good attributes, which is possible only by means of the contraction. Does your enthusiasm ever glow so hot it scares you or impedes your ability to contribute of yourself? In spite of Rabbi Nachman's warning, for those of us who feel ever humbled by the complexity of life and the messiness and ambiguity of this broken world, it's especially important to build up the flames of our enthusiasm and to let them burn bright and drive us to act in the moments when we have moral or spiritual clarity. In the modern age, when skepticism is such a part of our lives, it is vital, even when questioning, even in the act, as Rabbi Nachman says, of contracting the light of our hearts flaming, especially in that act of contracting our light. It is vital that we keep it alive, that we not allow it to go out. Perhaps our greatest spiritual challenge is to constantly tend our inner light. How do we do that? Viktor Frankl was a psychoanalyst who survived the Holocaust in multiple concentration camps. His theory of logotherapy strives to discover how people can experience enthusiasm and fulfillment in the face of tragedy, pain, loss, or guilt, or also how people can live with enthusiasm and fulfillment with a different obstacle he observed in society in the years after the war, that of existential boredom. In either case, Viktor Frankl advocates that the solution is meaning, is purpose. Frankl writes, "Happiness cannot be pursued, it must ensue. One must have a reason to be happy. Once the reason is found, however, one becomes happy automatically. As we see, a human being is not one in pursuit of happiness, but rather in search of a reason to become happy. Last but not least, through actualizing the potential meaning inherent and dormant in a given situation." Frankl says that the meaning of life differs from man to man, from day to day, and from hour to hour. What matters, therefore, is not the meaning of life in general, but rather the specific meaning of a person's life at a given moment. Frankl compares this idea to a chess champion who is asked what the best chess move in the world is. Of course, it depends entirely on the situation on the board. Frankl goes on, "The question of the meaning of life may actually be reversed. Ultimately, man should not ask what the meaning of his life is, but rather he must recognize that it is he who is asked. In a word, each man is questioned by life, and he can only answer to life by answering for his own life." He gives us this message to remember when our flame is cold and dark. Everyone has his own specific vocation or mission in life to carry out a concrete assignment which demands fulfillment. Therein, he cannot be replaced, nor can his life be repeated. Thus, everyone's task is as unique as is his specific opportunity to implement it. When the Midrash tells us that a fire burned continuously on the altar for 116 years, it is not describing a fire burning in one place. It is not a static situation. The people of Israel carried the tabernacle with them in their 40 years of wandering in the desert, and then moved it from one spot to another in the promised land for generations, before it finally came to a stable home. We are not called to be static. We are called to keep our flame burning, keep our fire burning, through the many changes in our life. Through learning about the world that changes our moral perspective, through growth and transformations in our own self-perception, through tragedies and loss, through high points, through low points, through our own self-reproach and our periods of existential boredom, through an infinite number of moments in which our lives have ever new and changing purposes. Through all of this and more, we must continue to feed and tend our inner flame. Keep it in control so it doesn't burn itself out. Allow it to breathe and glow and drive our actions and to light the world around us. Shabbat Shalom.